This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A funny thing happened on the way to cleaning up the world's most popular sport today. Sepp Blatter, who happens to be the president of FIFA, soccer's world governing body, was banned from the sport for 8 years by the FIFA Ethics Commission. Didn't come as a huge surprise. Corruption investigations have been going on for a year or more. Indictments have been handed down, and corporations have threatened to pull their millions in sponsorship dollars. Johnson & Johnson, in fact, already has. Visa, Adidas, and Coca-Cola, to name just a couple, have said they are thinking about their long-term relationship with FIFA. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
FIFA is projected to run a deficit of almost $100 million this year. The last time it lost money? 2001. Roger Pilkey Jr. teaches sports governance at the University of Colorado.
The fact that FIFA lost money indicates that actually the actions of the sponsors are having an effect and are compelling the organization, kicking and screaming, to move its governance into the 21st century.
And it's not cheap to put together events like the World Cup. FIFA spent close to $2 billion to put on the tournament in Brazil last summer. Susan McPherson is a marketing consultant.
They need that money.
Last year, Sony and Emirates didn't renew their FIFA partnerships. But all told, McPherson says FIFA's lucky.
Given some of the scandals that have happened in the past year, they're fortunate that the likes of Coca-Cola and McDonald's and Hyundai and Nike are still on board.
One reason? You're probably not going to DVR the World Cup final like you would the Big Bang Theory. Scott Galloway teaches marketing at NYU.
In a digital age, it's very hard to find scale. The temptation to get in front of a billion eyeballs is just too great.
It's unlikely all of FIFA's sponsors are going to pull out and demand reorganization. Thomas Ordahl is a chief strategy officer at Landor. He thinks we'll continue to see more transparency between sponsors and the organizations they're supporting because that's what consumers expect.
Part of that, people are expecting sponsors to be more aware of the businesses and the practices of the businesses they're sponsoring.
FIFA still has a little while to ink in all of its advertisers for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. But at last count, half of the major sponsor slots are still open. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.